Okay. I call to order this meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, serving as the ex officio board of canvassers for the city school election held November 5th, 2019. Today is November 13th, 2019. And we'll have commentary from Lucy Martin, our auditor.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Yes, this is our inaugural city school combined election. So any comparison data I give you is as close as I can get since we don't have a like election. I would like to thank my staff, as always. Did a great job. Kevin Norris, my deputy of elections, is here. And his people, Chris Andrina and Brittany Stewart, did a great job, as did everybody else in my staff. Even if it's not the main duty, they all work very hard on elections. But I'd also like to thank your department's facilities and IT, without which we could not have successful elections in Story County. So thank you. And also, I'd like to thank the board again for funding our new poll books, our 10X poll books. That has been a really successful rollout. We first used those in the Healthy Life Center election. And for this election, we actually used them in all 43 precincts. And we had, you know, some minor hiccups, but it was very successful overall. So just a few stats about the election. There were 18 provisional ballots cast this election. 10 of those were accepted. And 8 were rejected. 3 of those did not suffice identification. 4 people voted out of precinct. And 1, we had an absentee ballot for that person already. So that ballot counts first. An interesting fact is we had a very low rate of return rate on absentee ballot. So generally, the smaller the election, the better the return rate. But we only had a 58% return rate on absentee ballots in the 2017 city election, which is the closest I can get. We had a 92% return rate on absentee. So, and those were especially low in Ward 4, where we had only a 39% increase of absentee ballots. Over 300 ballots were sent out to Ward 4 voters and were not returned. Which may account for the fact that we do now have a runoff election in Ward 4. So, because we had no candidate to get 50% of the vote. So that will take place on December 3rd. I gave you all a handout with some pertinent information about that. The last time we had a runoff election in Story County was in 2011, which was also in Ward 4. Now, just keep in mind that Ward 4 in 2011 had different boundaries because that was before we instituted our redistricting. But just looking at that election, in 2011, there was a 10.2% turnout in the regular election in Ward 4, and then a 9.1% turnout in the runoff election. So dropped a little bit. So, and then for this election that we just had on November 5th, the turnout in Ward 4 was 9%. So pretty similar to what we saw in 2011. Just looking countywide, our best turnout was in Lincoln Township, City of Zering, where they had a third of the voters turn out. And then our busiest precinct in terms of number of voters was Huxley. They had almost 700 voters vote in Huxley that day. They had a hotly contested mayoral race, which probably drove that turnout. So just our absentees that we received after Election Day, as you know, any on-time, properly sealed and signed absentees that we get prior to canvas would count. So we received 29%, and 23 of those were accepted. 6 were rejected. 2 of them were not signed. 2 of them had a late postmark, or their marker was late. And what we found was interesting is 2. So we have the intelligent mail barcodes now, but if the post office doesn't scan them into the system, that we can't read anything off that barcode. So I think what happens is stuff gets dropped in the mail in Nevada, and it gets pulled right out and put in our box and never gets scanned. We're just guessing that that's what happens. We don't know. So that was interesting to see. But with that, I would ask you to entertain passing Resolution 2039 to certify the results of the election.
I move approval of resolution number 2039.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve resolution number 20-39. Is there any discussion?
I will add that this is for the results that are wholly contained in Story County, so we have to canvass again next week, and that's to include all those races where we have to add the results from surrounding counties that are in the jurisdiction. So that's why we have two-tiered canvass now with the combined
okay.
school election.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Resolution number 20-39 is approved. And we'll entertain a motion to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdictions.
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion carries. Canvas is declared complete. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Adjourn.